The face you imagined when you heard his name was Melvin, you're imagining my brother. Because he's so thin and sort of gawky, I wasn't really expecting much. He's always been sort of an awkward mover, so I thought he'd just clumsily poke at my back for a little. But when his hands hit my neck, God, it was like magic. Melvin started massaging me with a forcefulness I absolutely wasn't expecting. His hands were confidently moving around my neck, my shoulders. I involuntarily moaned as his thin fingers started kneading and rubbing my shoulders. He was going hard, much harder than I expected, but it was absolutely working, hitting those deep muscles or whatever. I think we were talking about something, but as soon as that massage started, I just stopped paying attention. Every now and again, I'd nod or murmur and, uh-huh. But it was like my mind had just melted at his touch. His hands were so deft, so smooth. The massage was so relaxing. The next thing I knew, I was waking up alone in my bed. I groggily got to my feet and found my brother in the kitchen, making a sandwich. Melvin?
Hey,
he said, shooting me a grin. Oh, that's something I should have mentioned. Just like me, my brother has a really cute grin. I mean, it's not enough to make up for the rest of his face, but it really softens it, I guess. If my boyfriend had a smile like that, I guarantee I'd be out of his league. I sometimes feel a little like I'm out of his league now, but that's a whole other thing. Did I fall asleep?
Uh-huh,
he said, screwing the lid back on the peanut butter.
Guess you were more tired than you thought.
I nodded. I hadn't thought I was at all tired, so yeah, he was definitely right. That was amazing, I said, throwing him a grin of my own.
Well, if you want another one, all you have to do is ask.
I was tempted to ask for another one right then and there, but I didn't want to push it. I could spend the rest of my life getting killer massages from a live-in masseur. I definitely didn't want to kill the golden goose on the first day. How about next time you watch TV? He took a bite of his snack.
Perfect, he said. It's a date.